is spanking wrong, or is it acceptable in certain circumstances?
It's acceptable in certain circumstances. I read the Canadian Medical Association Journal article, and I became immediately concerned because they say there's never been a study ever done that shows any positive correlations with spanking. And while I don't spend at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada my whole days looking at spanking, off the top of my head, I could think of one study, a 2005 meta-analysis from New Zealand, and another one done in 2010 in the United States that did show some positive correlations. And so it made me concerned. I know that in the past there's been problems with some researchers correlating spanking and abuse. And then as a result, naturally, the results of their research, because they have failed to distinguish between these two things, and spanking is never abuse. These two things are not the same thing. Spanking is not indiscriminate hitting. It is not slapping your child around. If they fail to distinguish between those two things, naturally you can see that the results of those research pieces would be skewed.
How do you distinguish between spanking and abuse? And you mentioned an extreme example of abuse, but where is it that the line is drawn, and when would you cross that line?
Well, I think that, for example, when the Supreme Court of Canada weighed in on this and said parents should have a right to spank their child back in 2004, I believe, they put an age range on it. I believe that was age 2 to 8. There's also a manner in which it should be done, not in anger. So, for example, if you have a child at an age where they don't reason or use words logically, for example, they're running into the street, you want to prevent them from further harm. They've had warnings, etc. Many of us may have seen parents use one on the bottom in that sort of circumstance. I think that loving parents know the difference between abuse and spanking. It's not that confusing to them. Those are some of they put parameters around spanking, and I believe that parents are able to know that difference.
I think parents might know that difference. Loving parents, as you describe them, might know that difference. But, of course, there is the matter of the criminal code having to distinguish between them, right?
True enough. And certainly we have elements of the criminal code that deal with those people who fail to stick within the parameters. And so in that case, it becomes a criminal case. And those parents or anybody who uses who abuses their child ought to be punished in the fullest extent of the law.
Let's go back to some of the research that you were citing. And I know this isn't your permanent field of study or anything like that, but you mentioned that you had seen some evidence that there was a correlation between spanking and positive impacts on a child. What specifically was in those studies?
Yeah, and so this came up yesterday, and I haven't gone back to refresh my memory, but I believe that there's things like increased regulation for the child. This is a manner of disciplining to ensure that your child understands what limits you're placing on them. So if you have that, if you see that outcome, then you can say that you've had a positive effect. I would have to go back and look at those studies. What I do remember specifically is there's room for further research on whether banning spanking actually has any positive effects. Because the reason why this becomes so contentious, I'm not actually a huge advocate for spanking for parents, but what I am an advocate of is loving parents being able to know their own children and make that decision for themselves. And the immediate implication from pieces like this is that we ought to be banning spanking, and there are countries that have done this, and I'll cite Sweden as an example, and they banned spanking in 1979, and some people will cite that as a great positive thing. But we have seen increases in child abuse and youth-on-youth violence in Sweden, and so sometimes there are negative effects that come out of the act of actually banning spanking. Or while you wouldn't claim that this was a direct correlation, you can see negative things in the society after having made this decision. So I don't think these things are as clear-cut as the Canadian Medical Association Journal was certainly implying, and that was quite a clear, I'm sure you read it, but that was quite a piece that said spanking is, in all cases, always wrong. And so that to me is just not true.
Right. In the example in Sweden, you're saying not necessarily that there's been an increase in youth violence because spanking was banned, but you're saying that Sweden hasn't become this this beautiful society where nothing bad ever happens because spanking's been banned either.
Exactly. And when they talk about the negative effects of spanking, they cite things as increased aggression in the children who experience it as they grow older. That was something that was mentioned in the Canadian Medical Association Journal article. So exactly what you said, while I'm not claiming that there's a causation thing, that this is that banning spanking causes youth to become more violent, certainly hasn't created the perfect society. And so parents are definitely struggling to find the right way to discipline their children. I think it is a tricky thing. I think there can and should be more education on this front. And sometimes within one family, a parent might use spanking with one of their children, and with the other, it would be completely inappropriate because they're so different. But certainly not something that I don't think the research bears it out to say that it should be banned in its entirety.
Now, just because something might work doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing or the only thing that's available to a parent. So even if there was a study that said if you spank your children, that there are some positive impacts from that, that they're less likely to run out in the street or less likely to do something bad, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right thing to do, does it?
No, and actually it's interesting because I find that I have many commonalities with my opponents in this debate. Oftentimes those people who are fiercely opposed to spanking, actually we share many, many key values, which is that children are little people. They have rights. They have human rights. They ought to be treated with a very high level of respect, etc. All of these things are wonderful things. So I do agree, just because spanking might work, even in some circumstances, does not mean it ought to be used in every case. And I actually think that these sorts of discussions that we have, this issue pops up, comes up every once in a while. And every time we end up discussing the back and forth on this, on what you can do or should do to discipline your children. Ultimately, however, while I'm not a huge advocate for spanking per se with parents, I do think there's research to show that it's not detrimental. It can, in some cases, do exactly what's intended to do without any long-term harm. And then I don't want to see this become something that's put into the field of legislation so that parents who do choose to spank are somehow criminalized.
Do you have any discomfort or anxiety around the fact that currently there's a gray area? In other words, if you say that spanking's okay in some circumstances, you're leaving it to a parent's discretion, which on the surface may seem like a reasonable thing to do, but it leaves a lot of ambiguity around what's right and what's wrong, and what some parents might consider reasonable that may fall in line with exactly what you just laid out. Other parents may think something more extreme is reasonable in their view, and they may do it more often or even in circumstances where it's not appropriate.
Do I have any discomfort? Sure. There's sometimes cases that come up, you hear in the media, they often hit the courts actually, where parents have thought something was reasonable and it was in fact perfectly unreasonable. The good news, I suppose, is that those cases, I generally hear about them because they hit the courts and the parents are being punished as a result. For the vast majority of parents, I don't have any discomfort around how they would consider spanking to be reasonable. Again, that one on the bottom type of circumstance to prevent their child from doing something far more dangerous at an age where they don't know how to use words or reason. So, you know, and I actually should add, you could have the same measure of discomfort with other forms of discipline. So a timeout can be very, very troubling for a child at a certain age. And is it possible that a parent could shut away their kid and put them in a timeout for too long and that child would be traumatized as a result? Yes. That's why this is a troubling issue in general. We do need to figure out how we are going to discipline our children. We can't fear that every method will be pushed into the realm of abuse. I do maintain that the vast majority of parents know very well the difference between abuse and spanking and what is reasonable versus what is unreasonable.
All right, Andrea, very complex issue. I appreciate your time this morning and shedding some light on this. Thanks.
Thank you.